If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Do you have questions that you would like to discuss with Bishop Lambert? Then make plans now to attend Ask Bishop Lambert at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come and receive a fresh perspective on some of life's most challenging issues, from family, finances, relationships, biblical principles, you name it. It's all open for discussion during this lively Q&A session. Ask Bishop Lambert is taking place Friday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.
Proverbs 4, beginning at the 20th verse. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. It's pretty neat. I want to use these passages as the entrance into the thought areas of eternity. Areas of eternity. There are three areas in your life that can affect your eternal view. These areas can also hinder the move of God, which translates into having an ineffectiveness with eternal things. Those three areas that we are going to address, not all of them today, but those three areas are speech, mind, and heart. Speech, mind, and heart. Proverbs 4 addresses those three areas. And then we'll bring in some correlating scriptures to help us. Why are these things so important? Because one plays off the other. They are all equally important. And when one studies the Word of God, when one becomes a true student of the Word of God, you will discover that these three areas are where Satan comes at you the hardest. I would like to put a sub-definition under mind and say imagination. When we reach the mind part, we'll spend a little more time unraveling that. But when you search the scriptures, you will find that God's greatest direction is in these three areas. Why? Because these three areas, plus imagination, control your life. Then the Bible tells us that these three areas, properly disciplined, prove your salvation. Then the Bible tells us that the thing that we go by more than anything else, which is action, actions are directed and influenced by these three areas. So it would seem that our struggle, our greatest area of concentration, should be directed towards maintaining control over these three areas plus one. I don't want to spend a lot of time on imagination, only because it's so subjective. There are a lot of components to imagination. When we get to the mind, I'll spend a few moments dealing with that and how your imagination can really set the stage for your spiritual operation. The Bible supports everything I'm going to say. I'm going to give you scriptures to go along with this. You're my 730 people. You're my more studious people. You take notes. God knows why. Because you don't study them. I think you take them because your mind is going and you don't want to forget some things. But I really want you to become students of the Word of God. The hardest job of your Christian evolution, and Christianity is an evolution, it's a metamorphosis. You understand metamorphosis. It is you becoming someone else. That's what Christianity is. Christianity is God accepting and receiving you in your unregenerate state, and then making you little Jesuses. Now, there are some folks like me who resist being made into something else. Doesn't mean we're rebellious. It doesn't mean we're hard-hearted. It doesn't mean that we're anti-God. What it means is that we psychologically don't like to give in to the loss of control over our lives. Now, Pentecostalism will tell you that if you have that characteristic, you're demon-possessed or demon-inspired. But I want you to master this perspective. I've been teaching it on Wednesday nights, dealing with bitterness. We've been having some breakthroughs with bitterness. God knows. People talk in tongues, but they're bitter. You can even hear it in their tongue. Their tongue is bitter. This is why God needs to deal with the bitterness before he puts you behind the pulpit. Because if not, that'll come out in your preaching. There are certain phrases that identify bitterness. I don't want to talk about bitterness. That's the Wednesday night Bible study. Now, when you understand that the resistance to change doesn't necessarily mean you are a rebellious child. It doesn't mean that you don't trust God. It means that you spent your natural life controlling your environment. So as God evolves you, as you become more like Christ, you will find that your greatest struggle will be the relinquishing or the releasing of control of your life. So for people who identify with me, we don't have a hard fight with sin. Not that we're better than anybody else. We have a hard fight with relinquishing control. And so God does a lot of stuff to us. He sends a lot of stuff our way that will eventually translate into the realization you're not in control. That's our act of humility. Our act of humility is that we are no longer in control of our existence. In fact, there's a passage of scripture that is dedicated just for us. Let me read it to you. 1 Peter. That's why I'm glad it's men back there. I can say that to men. If it was a woman, she'd be crying and carrying on. And I had to ask her to forgive me. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, 1 Peter chapter 5 is for us. Watch this. It says, chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder, and all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you, period. Now, verse 7 is often extracted by the believer. Verse 7 is often extracted by the believer as a standalone verse. It is not a standalone verse. The Bible is not saying, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you, outside of verse 6. Humble yourselves. In other words, verse 7 is the continuation of 6. That's why there's a colon after 6. What's he saying? He's saying that the sure sign of humility is giving God charge over every area of your life. You cast your cares upon him because you realize you're not in charge. So people like us type ones, we are those who want to handle our own problems. So God says, fine. I'm going to let you have so many problems till you can't handle them, and then you're going to have to bring them to me. And once you develop the habit of bringing them to me, you will find that life will be a lot easier. I'll show you something from the scriptures that's a little bit disconcerting. The Bible says, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. What does it mean for God to help you? If I want to move this pulpit and I grab Martin, I said, Pastor Martin, come help me move this pulpit. He gets on the other side, picks it up, and we move this thing. That's helping me. Why? Because I need his help to do it. He needs my help to do it. But when the scripture says, hitherto hath the Lord helped us, we need his help. He doesn't need our help. We're not helping God. God is helping us. So when we call on him for help, if I call Pastor Martin for help, right? I say, Pastor Martin, come and help me move this podium. He gets up and he says, no, Bishop, I'm going to get Pastor Aaron. You go sit down. That's how he's helping me. He went to get somebody else and they moved it. That's how God helps you. You invite him and he says, go sit down. I got this. Hitherto hath the Lord, you getting it? Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. How? By removing you. Because if you could handle it, you wouldn't ask him.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09415A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord.